Thousands of Lebanese flocked to the streets of Beirut to commemorate the martyrdom of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad in Karbala in the year of 680 AD. Various ceremonies of mourning, followed by street marches in southern Beirut, are participated by people from all walks of life. Southern Lebanon is home to a vast Shia community and staunch supporters of the movement of Hezbollah.
Actually, we see all the people gathering here today to commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the martyr of Imam Hussein. His death will, of course, teach us that we have to be very patient. We have to sacrifice in our lives in order to live a good life.
The destiny of all marches was a football stadium, where the crowds gathered to listen to the speech of Secretary General of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Like previous years, Sayyid Hassan compared the events of Karbala to the struggles of modern times. He called the U.S. policies, including the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan, the main obstacles hampering efforts to restore peace and stability in the region.
Today we announce that what threatens the Arab and Islamic world and what threatens our values now and in the future are the hegemonic policies which are being practiced by the consecutive American governments.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also hinted that America's ally Israel is attempting to use psychological warfare against Lebanon. However, he pointed out that Israel no longer has the capability it once had when it comes to confronting Lebanon. On the other hand, he said Hezbollah is prepared for any possible Israeli aggression.
Israel continues to repeat its threats, but this is only a repetition of its past mistakes, because we are a people who will not be deterred by threats, and if a war is imposed on us, we shall stand firm and ready to confront the enemy.
The Secretary General also urged Egypt to stop setting up the Iron Wall along the Gaza border and destroying the tunnels, which are Gaza's only lifeline for food and medical supplies. He ended his speech with congratulating the Lebanese on their newfound unity and encouraged them to stick together.
The significance about this year in particular is that whether here in Lebanon or in Iran or in Iraq, it seems that other communities aside from the Shia are becoming more aware of Imam Hussein's message of humanity and justice. Serena Shim reporting for Press TV, Beirut, Southern Suburbs. Why not, guys?